The Reset Podcast is a show about fresh starts. In business, career, relationships, health, and life in general, sometimes we all go forward to a new square one. Every moment is a new opportunity to begin again, and my guests will tell you how, when, and why they decided to reset their lives. I'm Franklin Taggart. Welcome to the Reset Podcast. Welcome, everybody, to the Reset Podcast. My name is Franklin Taggart, and my guest today is a new friend of mine, Marissa Orchard. And Marissa is a healer, and she's got a whole bunch of modalities that she works with. But she also, in the last year or so, has opened up her own holistic healing center in Fort Collins, and we're going to be learning a lot about that. But I just want to welcome you, Marissa. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get started a little bit back. Your professional training is in the area of massage therapy.
Yeah.
And how did you get into that particular line of work?
So my sister is 8 years older than I am, and she's been a massage therapist for now 19 years. So I started receiving massage when I was about 11, 12, something like that. And my mom was raised by a nurse, and so we always did things more conventionally because that's what was always told. And then my sister started doing massage, and she was like, "Oh, did you know that massage can help with this? Did you know that this can help with that?" And she really started my love for alternative healthcare and how you don't have to. You can always question your doctors, and it started making me question everything and look at all of the ways that we healed each other for thousands of years before modern medicine was introduced. And, I kind of fell into becoming a massage therapist. I took a semester off of school, and I was either going to go back to school for massage or for, fashion design. And I ultimately decided to go back to school for massage therapy to put me through fashion design school. And 8 years later, I have not gone to fashion design school.
And it appears that you're not headed in that direction anytime soon.
No, and I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about with massage therapy. First of all, was it your sister's experience that really drew you to that, or was it something else that you learned along the way that really made that appeal to you?
It was definitely, so my sister played a role in it because she was always massaging me. If I had pain, she would, if I said my shoulder hurt, she would push on my neck and all of a sudden my shoulder would feel better. And so I had some little experiences in that way. But when I was 17, I was in a really bad head-on car accident. And it knocked my jaw off kilter. I had 3 years of braces before, so I had a perfect bite. But then after the car accident, when I would clench my teeth, I had about a centimeter of space in between the back left side of my teeth, just because my jaw was so messed up from the airbag. And I had a lot of soft tissue damage. My knee was the size of a cantaloupe, and I couldn't wear pants for 2 weeks, you know, just like so many different things. And my sister massaged my jaw back to alignment so that I could, you know, talk and eat without pain. And through doing various different types of intuitive body work, I've really realized how my body was during that car accident and how I can heal from it. And so I just love all types of, every time I do a new body work, I just fall in love with it.
And what are some of the other modalities of body work that you're interested in?
So I've gotten massage, Rossiter, acupuncture, chiropractic, physical therapy. What else have I gotten? Orthobionomy, there's so many different types out there. And every time I've had lymphatic drainage, which helped with my thoracic outlet syndrome, which I don't have a lot. It's just a little touch of it on my right side when I get really stressed. But I got 5 minutes of lymphatic drainage, and all of a sudden my thoracic outlet symptoms went away.
Wow.
So
amazing.
The power of body work never ceases to amaze me.
It is pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about Your journey as a massage therapist, as far as the business side of it has been concerned, what are the most important lessons that you've learned as a business person, and not only from the healing side, but from the business side?
I've learned a lot of lessons. You do not have to have everything in place before you start doing your business. I have talked with people who are like, well, I don't have this yet and I don't have my business plan. And I'm like, who cares? Like, just do it. If you're passionate about it, just do it. You can figure it out later. And, but at the same time, I've also learned that you can never over prepare.
Okay.
And, getting systems in place is really important for day to day. And, from a massage therapist standpoint, there's a lot of massage therapists that will try to do business, but then they quit because it's really hard, because business owning is a lot of persistence and tweaking, not freaking, and a lot of perseverance that you just have to keep going with it. Try something new and figure it out.
Exactly. Now, was it just a year ago that you expanded your business?
So I opened my center in 2015, but at that time it was Marissa, the massage therapist, who owns a center. Okay. And I was really just sharing space and sharing rent with a few other businesses. But then in the past year, I took over the whole building and really expanded into the upstairs and the basement of the building. And so this past year has been Marissa, the owner of a center who does massage on the side.
Okay. And the center is called the Orchard.
Yes.
And where is it located in Fort Collins?
It's on Stony Hill Drive, which is 2 blocks south of Stewart.
Okay.
And it's a LeMay address, but you have to turn onto Stony Hill Drive in order to access the parking lot. So I always just say Stony Hill.
All right. And you have a variety of different people working in the center at this point. Can you tell us a little bit about the range of services that are offered there?
Yeah. So we have 4 psychotherapists, a Reiki practitioner, a registered dietitian, an acupuncturist, a naturopath, and my massage business. So those are the 10 separate businesses under the umbrella of the Orchard. And then as the Orchard itself, we have yoga, private yoga, meditation classes, and a salt cave.
Tell us a little bit more about the salt cave.
So our salt cave is, it's like walking into a pink Himalayan salt lamp. It's a room that's covered in 6,300 pounds of pink Himalayan salt. And there's a machine that grinds salt down into microscopic particles and puts it into the air, and then you breathe it in. Mm-hmm. And by breathing it in, it helps systemically reduce inflammation, which can help swelling and pain. And because you're breathing it in, it helps with almost anything lung related. It's great for COPD and cystic fibrosis and upper respiratory infections and sinus infections and sinusitis issues. It's also good for skin conditions like psoriasis and eczema. Mm-hmm. And it's just because the salt, it rebalances your body. It rebalances the pH on your skin. It rebalances all of the different levels within your body.
All right. Now, this is something that's fairly new to Western culture, but it's been around for quite a while in like Nepal and around Tibet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about how it's being received here?
So with building a salt cave, I was really excited because most people I talked to were like, oh, that sounds great. But after I did it, I realized that I have to create the market, because most people don't know that. Yeah. They don't know what it is, what it's good for, anything like that. And once I talk to people about everything and I tell them what it's good for and how it works, that's when people start to become more interested in it.
Yeah.
And which is, it's great. It's just, trying to getting the word out and getting people interested and educated. It's been around in, there was a doctor in 1836. He was a doctor who started to recognize the benefits of the salt miners. And they had great skin, they had great health, you know, like the only risk of their job was mining and, you know, something potentially collapsing on them.
Yeah.
As opposed to coal miners who they would have the black lung, they had horrible health and all sorts of other issues.
It's interesting that that was the connection that he made.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of curious as to, for the salt cave, how long is a session and how much is it?
So our sessions right now are $30 for an hour. They're usually 45, and it's a full hour that you go and you lay on a reclining chair and you just have an opportunity to relax and meditate. I have little Sudoku and word find books that you can use if you can't just sit still and just be. Mm-hmm. But salt in that quantity is corrosive, so we encourage people to not bring electronics in and give an opportunity to unplug.
Leave your phone outside.
Yes.
And that special is going to be going on through the end of the year?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about on the side of being a business owner now. You and I had a conversation earlier about some of the things that were interesting and challenging about being a business owner. And one of the things that you brought up in our conversation that I think would be really interesting for people to hear is how your non-business owning spouse is affected by the commitment that you've made to your own business.
Yeah. So my husband and I are really great. And I also am perfectly content working 7 days a week and all the way until 10:30 at night. And he is not okay with that because he wants to actually spend time with his wife, which it's not that I don't want to spend time with him. It's just difficult because I pour myself into this thing that I've created and it's like my baby because I know that it's like an adult, like it's self-sufficient. I don't need to have my eyes on it 100% of the time, but it's something that I've created and it's always changing. There's so many different things that I can do with it. And so I'm always really excited to work on my business and come up with new ideas and have all of these meetings. And when we first were married, it was a little difficult because, you know, when I had my roommates, I could go to work, do my massages, and then I could come home and just lock myself in my room and work until 10:30 and nobody even cared. But then I got a husband and he like wants to spend time with me. So it was a really good recognition of learning to balance that work and personal life of making sure that I'm not working too much, making sure that I do spend time for my personal life, but also not neglecting my business.
Yeah.
Is that you can also neglect your business for your personal life.
I think that's one of the things about being an entrepreneur is that there's something always going on that's interesting that has to do with the business that you're in. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't ever run out of things to find or things to look at. I'm curious all the time. And I know that situation that you're talking about. In that sometimes it's really hard to pull myself away, but I really have to. Mm-hmm. And drawing that line sometimes isn't the easiest thing for me.
Yeah. Well, it's not that you're not interested in your personal life. It's just, there are so many things that you could do and your to-do lists are never ending. And, and I say to-do lists because I like to compartmentalize my to-do lists based on what facet of my business I need to focus on. So I have like 14 to-do lists and I'm not exaggerating.
I know that feeling all too well. I have Google Keep is full of ideas. Mm-hmm. And I never run out. It seems like every time that I turn around, I'm adding something instead of subtracting something.
Exactly. For every one thing that I cross off on one list, I add four more.
Exactly. Well, I'm a little bit curious, since you've opened the center and it has become a business that has so many facets, you've decided to kind of, and maybe you haven't actually chosen this, it's actually chosen this reality for you, is that you've pulled back a little bit in the number of massages that you're doing. Before you were doing, you know, several a week, and now is it just like one day a week that you're doing massage?
Right now I'm at about 4 days, but I'm only doing a max of 3 hours in a day.
Yeah.
And it's something that I've always known I was going to need to do, and it was in the plans. But once it became a revelation, like once it became the thing that I had to do, I started to freak out a little.
Yeah.
Because I had to do it, but I also wanted to continue to pour myself into the same amount of clients and help the same amount of people. But I also wanted to find an extra 20 hours a week to work on these other things. So yeah. I could do that, but like we were talking about before, I have a husband who actually wants to see me and spend time with me. And I am not willing to give up my husband.
No, no. That's not on the table. No.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back into it a little bit, into the new business of the center. What are the biggest challenges that you've had marketing the center?
So because there are 10 different businesses, there are 10 different target markets that are possible. And with my massage business, I have 6 massage therapists that work for me. And each one of them, their target market is a little different for, based on what they want to work on more and the type of client that they want to work with. And so basically my target market is anyone who wants to be healthy, which is just about everyone. So trying to figure out how to market each individual thing has been pretty challenging. But what I have noticed is I have a brochure that has everyone listed. And if I go through and I say, we have these different things, there's always something that catches them. And then I can talk more about that one specific individual business.
Very cool. As far as like, what are some of the ways that you found with like reaching out to these different target markets? What are some of the things that you have found that have been helpful in kind of narrowing it down a little bit?
I network a lot. I'm one of the gals who works here. She calls me her networking inspiration because I'm part of a BNI group. Mm-hmm. I'm part of the Fort Collins Chamber. I go to SBDC events, and then I also do, I dabble on Meetup. So I'm part of these random different meetups, and I'm constantly going out and trying to meet new people.
Yeah.
Because they will know what, they will tell me what target market they're part of, and then I can target them, and then they can then go out and help me build within their own target market, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Very good. So networking is your primary way of getting out into the public and letting people know about it. And then as far as I'm sure with your massage business that there's a lot of repeat business. And one of the things that I'm curious about is how do you stay in touch with the customers that are already a part of your business?
For my massage clients, I have our newsletter that this year it's been every other month, but I've tried to do it once a month. Mm-hmm. And I have, for the massage business, I have Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Google+. So I'm very on the map with my massage business. And then for the Orchard, I have Facebook, Instagram, and our website. And I recently started a podcast.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Tell us a little bit about the podcast. And first of all, what's it called?
So it's called the Orchard Wellness Podcast. And it's, I'm doing a few different things because my center is so versatile. I don't want to constrict myself to just one thing. Mm-hmm. But so right now I'm striving to do a daily 5-minute podcast. I've missed 2 days since I started, so I will own that. But right now we're doing a survive the holidays with less stress so that you actually enjoy the holidays instead of dreading them. And just a quick little 5-minute tip from now until the end of the year. And upcoming is going to, I'm going to be doing meditations that you can listen to directly through the website. And then we're going to do different series of how the center can help people with various things. For example, how to deal with chronic pain. And then I'm going to interview the acupuncturist and how she helps people deal with chronic pain, and interview the naturopath and how she helps people deal with chronic pain, and one of my massage therapists and one of the yoga teachers, and how each one of these different businesses can help people deal with chronic pain. Then we're going to do another series about anxiety and depression, and another series about all of these different things that people need a lot of help with and don't necessarily recognize how a different modality can help with supporting what they're searching for, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It is a lot. So it's the goal. It will take a few years before I have all of the content. Well, I'll never have all of the content, but it'll take a few years before I have multiple series. Right now it's just the Survive the Holidays.
Is the podcast now up and running and people can find it?
It is. It's on 9 different platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Okay.
And Stitcher. I think those are the 3 main ones, like the 3 biggest.
And
I could be wrong.
Can it be found on your website as well?
Or yes.
Somewhere else? Social media?
Okay. So they're all on the website. The website is theorchardofnoco.com. And there's a page for podcasts, and I have links to all of the episodes.
And in case somebody wants to become a new customer for your massage business, where would they find you?
So they can go to the Orchard website, and there's links to the Under Pressure website. But the Under Pressure website directly is underpressuretherapeutics.com.
Okay. And
therapeutics is spelled P-E-U. A lot of people drop the E and then it's spelled wrong, and then it doesn't go to the right place.
I hate it when that happens. Maybe you need to get that URL too.
I thought about it.
By the misspelling.
Yes.
So I'd like to kind of end our conversation today with a couple of things that you might suggest for people. The holidays can be a very stressful time. And they're for a lot of people, they're very busy. But for a lot of people, they can be isolating and they can be very lonely. And one of the things I'd like you to speak to is, if you are in either of those situations, if you're just overwhelmed and busy, like I'll get out, what's the top thing that you recommend for people as far as taking care of themselves?
The thing that comes to mind is volunteering, because whether you're isolating or overwhelmed, volunteering will get you interacting with new people who are going to be really supportive and caring and giving, because they're all there to volunteer together. And giving back to your community not only benefits the community, but it's also benefiting you. It's investing in the community and yourself. And there are so many different ways that you can volunteer during the holidays.
Oh, no kidding.
The lists are endless.
Yeah. I know for sure the food bank takes on extra volunteers during the holidays, and so do several of the social services in our area. So I'm sure that there are ways to find those.
Yeah, there's Habitat for Humanity and the food bank and United Way of Larimer County. Like, there's so many different organizations that need help and people. The Humane Society, if you want to help animals.
Yeah.
So
let's remind people again about the Salt Cave special going on through the end of the year. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So usually the Salt Cave costs $45 for an hour, and through the end of the year, it's $30. And it's for a full hour of salty bliss.
Remind us again of the benefits of that.
The Salt Cave can help with cystic fibrosis and COPD and breathing issues, sinusitis issues, sinus infections, upper respiratory infections. It actually can help fight off infections. Like if you feel like you're getting sick and you go, it's like a neti pot, only with a neti pot, it only goes through your sinuses because it's a dry salt therapy. You can actually get it into your lungs. So it's going to help with the laryngitis that often comes after a sickness. And then it helps open up and clear out the lungs as well.
All right. Very good. So the Salt Cave special is going on through the end of the year. And I'm assuming also that gift certificates are available, or gift cards are available for stocking stuffers and card stuffers and things like that. This sounds like a great place to send a spouse. So what I would say is if you're looking for gift ideas, the orchard is probably something that you might want to add to your list of things to buy for your honey bunny. And my honey bunny, I've got a lot of thinking going on right now about what she needs and what I can get for her. So, is there anything else that you'd like to add to our conversation today, Marissa?
I think that self-care is something that a lot of people think is selfish, but it's not. Because when it's actually more selfish to not take care of yourself, because you think that everyone needs so much of you, like you're not that powerful. you can go away for an hour. You can spend an hour away from your kids for some self-care, and you can spend some money on yourself and not just everyone else around you.
Yeah.
So my philosophy is self-care is not selfish. And you're not doing self-care. It is actually more selfish.
Kind of a cornerstone of a good life, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've really enjoyed our conversation today. And I wish you all the best of luck. And I know that you're going to do really, really well with the center and with your own practice. And let's remind people of the website one last time.
TheOrchardOfNoCo.com.
Okay. And I will just say that if you have any questions about this podcast, the Reset Podcast, I would direct you to my website, which is franklintaggart.com. And I also just want to say that the whole purpose of this podcast is to just be a source of uplifting messages and stories that really tell of people's successful transitions and their fresh starts. So if you are somebody that has a fresh start that you would like people to know about, consider being a guest on the podcast. And again, you can find out information about that on the podcast page at franklintaggart.com. The other thing that I'll mention is that I've got a new program that's going to be starting in January of 2019. It is for creative businesses, particularly the people who are starting businesses on their own, artists, authors, musicians, designers. If you are a creative person and you are trying to build a business around your particular talent and passion, I think this group is something that you might want to check out. And I would direct you again to the website, franklintaggart.com. There's a big banner right at the top of it that says, if you want to build your business in 2019, click here. And I'll encourage you to do that. So thank you again to Marissa Orchard for being my guest today. And Marissa, all good things going your way.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to listen to, subscribe, and review the Reset Podcast. The Reset Podcast features interviews, insights, and in-depth reflections that will help you navigate your own fresh start. If you'd like to be a guest or share an idea for a topic you'd like to hear about, please contact podcast@franklintaggart.com. I offer a wide range of services to people who are ready to live with clear direction, new possibilities, greater freedom, and unlimited creativity. If you're looking for a new beginning, I'm available to help you. More information is available at franklintaggart.com. The Reset Podcast is a production of Franklin Taggart and Make Your Own Way Media. All rights reserved.